Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
None theme music because this is TMOS Extra. I am Rob Spiewak along with...
Josh Soroka. No, it's Mike good. Today.
No, none Mike. He had the option to join us and he declined. I'm sorry I was a little late to the party. If I told you what I was doing, you'd probably shake your head or you'd just accept the fact that I am me.
Rob, made a mistake. You made a mistake posting the show today.
I know.
As bad as the mistake I made posting the show yesterday.
What did you make mistake yesterday?
I did something in audition where I shifted everything except my own voice.
Oh, no.
So I got a message from someone. Do they not hear you?
I've done it. But trust me, if there are mistakes to be made, I've done them.
It took me about 10 minutes, and then I got the show down, got it back up. And thankfully, it did not get, like, I got it fixed in time that I did not get the flood of emails.
That's very important. That is because they will hit you like a cascading
or even
waterfall.
Better, fast enough that Mike didn't find out.
Also great. And he won't listen to this, so we're fine.
No,
but I wasn't referring to my grievous error. I was referring to something I was doing for pleasure, which is
okay.
I got my ice cream from Ben & Jerry's today.
That's something you got to get. You got to get it in the freezer before it melts.
Right. Well, mine was great because I'm in D.C. It's practically freezing outside now, so it's not real cold, but it was fine. It was rock solid. But as you know, ice cream is shipped with dry ice pellets.
Yes.
So
I had to
go outside and pour hot water on them to make fog. And then I started thinking about, this is a huge box. I've got to get rid of this, and it's trash day, and the trash men haven't come. But then I carried a box out to my trash that looked like it was on fire. Because if you pour the hot water,
right,
it makes
the smoke.
And I really did. I looked like I was going to some sort of sacrifice with a big, like, 18-inch square box cube with smoke just pouring out of it. So I dumped it in the street.
Right.
It'll go away. It's just carbon dioxide.
So I know it's still a month until we're supposed to talk about these Ben & Jerry things.
Right.
But I saw the announcement yesterday that it's 4 new sundae flavors. Is that what's in the box?
Yes, including one that I'm really excited about. My favorite ice cream probably all around.
They were announced yesterday, so I'm sure we can talk about them.
Yeah, yeah. If I had to pick like one generic ice cream parlor flavor. Now, if my go-to is Cherry Garcia, but they've launched a Ben & Jerry's strawberry ice cream, and I love strawberry ice cream.
Strawberry ice cream is my favorite as well.
No way! That's great.
My favorite Ben & Jerry is, well, second favorite is the strawberry cheesecake.
They're all great.
Yes.
But I remember when I was working, I had a reputation in a previous life of being sort of the old man around kids. And like they didn't believe that I had seen like a Fallout Boy in concert. They say, you're too old for that. I said, I have a daughter. I can do that. So I had the reputation of being an old man. And they said, what's your favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor? And I told them with pride, Cherry Garcia. And they said,
that's an old man flavor.
They said, it's an old man flavor.
It is. Totally an old man flavor.
At least I played into their suspicions. Do you ever do Chunky Monkey?
On occasion, my go-to is Peanut Butter World, but that's a Target exclusive.
Oh,
so I try to remember when I'm at Target to grab a pint.
Okay, that's a good point. I find that every flavor is great, but I also find that different stores have really bad ice cream organizational skills. Like,
yes,
if you're looking at all the pints, they don't match up on their tags, and they're out of some. Sometimes it's very, it seems to me, not a slam on Ben & Jerry's, but it sort of catches catch Ken at the grocery store. I think they should focus more on helping out the ice cream eater.
My wife got mad at me last week.
Shocking.
Because she requested a specific kind of ice cream. And I grabbed that kind of ice cream out of the freezer and I put it in my cart. But when I got home, it was the wrong flavor.
How did that happen?
All I can figure is the freezer was disorganized and I saw a stack of the whatever chocolate. So I grabbed one out of the stack and that one in the stack was not the right flavor.
No, I think you're gaslighting her. I think you're trying to drive her crazy.
That or I'm on some type of prank YouTube show and someone switched the ice cream in my cart.
That's, you know, I spent a lot of time in grocery stores. That was my job during college. So, and my mom was a lifetime Safeway lady who, she was the front end manager and she got bought out, by the company because she was a union employee. So she got a nice fat check to quit. I missed out on a union by like, I think it was like seriously 3 months, and I was going to quit anyway. That's how I missed my money. But yeah, so I love grocery stores, and I would love to do that. And it would have to just be a subtle change.
Yes.
Like
you an could ice do cream flavor.
An ice cream flavor, or like a different size box of cereal of the same cereal.
Right. But it's such a subtle change that there's no payoff. The person does not discover it till they get home.
Well, that's why you have to have a camera at their house.
Well, I like the subtle move of dropping like a box of condoms in someone's cart, because they won't recognize that until they're loading up the conveyor belt.
Yeah, you're right. I had I used my shift when I was in Richmond, when I was working at Safeway, was horrible. It was 4 p.m. to closing, which was midnight, and then a half hour to clean stuff up. And I had an older, not old, but an older couple come through my line, and all they had was condoms and whipped cream. And I just said, big night. And the management says, don't comment on their groceries. Don't do that.
Right.
I also, but there was things.
How do you
that
not?
I know. You almost have to. The one thing that the management enjoyed is when you're in a college town, as Richmond was, and this was the Safeway, it's now the School of Agriculture. That's what they turned the Safeway into. But they would do the end units, and the college kids would shop during the day, and then you wouldn't see them until like 11:45, because that's when you stopped selling beer, and there'd be a big rush. But before that, I'd spend a lot of time just hanging out. I would work the beer case. If the beer case was full, I just hung out at my check stand waiting for someone to come in, and I would get on the intercom and make announcements about specials to entertain myself. And they actually liked that. But other than that, not. But we were talking about ice cream.
Yes.
And I will use that to pivot, because one of the problems I have with a certain box store is they don't have flavored ice cream. Costco only sells vanilla ice cream. Now,
right, and then the novelty products.
The novelty products. But it is the best vanilla ice cream, I think. But it's very limited. Sometimes you want a chocolate, or as we said, strawberry. So
yes,
we're here to talk, and it was mentioned on today's show, today being Wednesday the 29th, that you may or may not be getting a birthday gift.
Yes.
That comes from Costco.
Yeah, and you know what? I can do it right now. I was supposed to check the app to see if they had it at other Costcos in the area.
I'd love to give you a hard time about the app, but I have the app as well.
Well, I lost my Costco card, so I use the app to scan in when I go into the store.
How did you lose your Costco card?
I don't know. It's just somewhere here. Okay. It's in a drawer. It's in the car.
You don't keep it in your wallet?
No. No, oh, I have.
It's always in the top three cards in my wallet. Always.
I keep two cards in my wallet. I keep a debit card and a driver's license.
Not a credit card in case the debit card goes bad?
No, I have a credit card in the car.
Okay, well, that counts. That counts. That's good. Yeah, I've got, I hate to bring up the fact again that I'm an old man. I have an old man wallet, so I have lots of cards in it. But the ones that are prioritized are license, Costco, and debit. So.
All right, let's see. Check nearby warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
Put in my zip code.
And you're lucky. You're in Florida, so your Costco's sell booze. Do they have like the separate liquor store outside of Costco?
They do not.
Okay, because I went
right
with
in
Mike.
Costco.
I went with Mike, and they had like a liquor store.
Oh, the liquor store?
Yeah, that was like attached.
That is not. That. Yeah, like Publix and Winn-Dixie and all have that. Costco does not.
Yeah, I remember I used to drink, Josh. And when I went to Maine for the first time with Mike, and we went to a grocery store, and there on the aisle next to like potato chips and cookies was just an aisle of liquor. And as someone who's raised in Virginia, it's very shocking to see it there. So,
yeah,
but it doesn't really affect me anymore. Yeah, very easy.
Yeah, but it is not available in any stores within 90 miles.
Do they ship?
They do ship. So it says I can ship it to me.
I think you should. And if you do, put it, if there's a note, people, we're talking about a hot tub here.
Yes.
An inflatable
yes.
hot tub. We should say this. If they have the availability, sometimes you can have like shipping notes. Put, do not deliver this filled with water, because it would really cut down on shipping if it's empty.
I was thinking I would add the hot tub, strawberries, and whipped cream, and would you say condoms to my
condoms.
Order?
That'd be great.
And make it a real nice package.
And also get like 400 gallons of Kirkland water that you can put in the hot tub.
That's a good. I like the bit of filling it up by water bottles.
It would take a while. It would keep the kids busy.
It might be cheaper than my water bill.
Is water costly there?
I don't know. I think I have a leak or something because my water bill is way too high.
Do you have a running toilet?
I do not.
Ah, this is one of the funnest homeowner experiments you can do. And I should say most fun, I think. Get yourself some food coloring. Like red is what I like to use because it looks the most horrifying. Put it in the tank and see if it leaks into the bowl. And that way you know if you've got a leak. That destroyed us for like 3 months. We had a huge water bill.
That's also fun when you go visit other people. To just leave it behind.
Yeah. Or use yellow and people think that this damn thing won't flush.
Well, go with the red.
Or they're not hydrated.
No, I believe the connection, because I'm in a newer construction home, I believe the connection out at the road is leaking because there's always water there.
Really? And, well, then you should write a strongly worded letter.
I did, and they have told me I have to talk to the construction people. Construction people tell me I talk to the water people. It goes back and forth, back and forth.
One time, Carrie didn't pay our water bill, and we got it shut off.
Well, that happened to
really,
me 2 weeks ago.
I felt like trash. We came home from a vacation. It was not a big one, like 4 or 5 days or something down at the beach. And we came back, and the biggest yellow Post-it is on our front door. Yep. So not only did we get our water shut off, everyone knew we got our water shut off.
That last week, it happened to me mid-show.
That's
while
worst.
We were recording this show, the guy came and turned off. And I'm like, why didn't you knock on the door? If he knocked on the door, I would have paid it. Instead, he's got to make another trip out later in the day to turn it back on.
Were you able to rejuvenate your water supply by virtual, like over the phone or computer? Or did you have to go into like town hall to do it?
No, I paid it virtually. But then they had to send a guy out to turn the knob.
I had to go into town. I had to involve government with mine. I had to go and stand in a line to do it.
I found the tool on Amazon, so I'm thinking of just ordering it. So if I do it again, I can just go turn it back on myself and pay.
I like that idea, but even better, how about don't pay your bill, turn it off, and then the guy comes out and turns it on, but he thinks he's turning it off, and then you're set.
Oh. Okay.
It's so not like
to,
a. It's,
try
but
to
it's
beat
not,
him ahead of time.
Yeah, it's not like a solenoid switch. I guess it's righty tighty, lefty loosey.
It is. It is.
Okay. It'd be better if it was just a switch.
Right. Yes. Well, I believe that's what you have, where they can do it electronically.
Yeah, that is exactly because I live in the lab of modernity.
Costco. We both love Costco.
Yeah, we love it. Josh and I, we only met in April, but we have several things that we have in common, and one of which is Costco. Now, how far are you from your Costco where you live?
5 miles.
Okay, mine is literally the closest store to my house. There's not a 7-Eleven, there's not a Giant or a Safeway closer. If I wanted to get a gallon of milk at the closest possible location, it would be Costco. So it's so convenient for us to go there. And we it was more so when we had both kids living at home because we'd go through stuff more obviously, especially with Robert. He's an eating machine. But I still go there. And I've bought a lot of things there. Do you have anything? Let's leave the hot tub out of it because we don't know if it's shipping yet. What is the most notable thing you think you've purchased there? Like any big dollar items?
My office television I purchased from Costco.
I've purchased 2 televisions from Costco, and I find their deals to be good. Do you find that their TVs are about 8 months behind, though?
No, I've never paid attention to that. So I don't know. They have a 100-inch TV now when I walk into my Costco.
Yeah.
That is massive.
Yes. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It is. I look at it every time. It's like $1,500.
Yeah. I got my first big, big TV at Costco, and it was a projection. And because of that, it had its shelf life. I did replace the lamps once, and I felt like I was 10 feet tall that I was able to successfully replace the lamps in it, and no one in the family cared. Nobody, because they don't watch that TV.
And then you're the only one that noticed, look, it's brighter.
Yeah, and look, you can see everything. And they're like, and? But now I have I think it's an 80-inch Samsung that's just right, but 100 would be better.
No, I feel like everything we purchase, it's let's check Costco first.
You got to. One of the reasons I love Costco, and I've seen this on documentaries, is they research their products to make sure that they're popular among people. They're not going to put out something that's dicey. They check it.
Like this hot tub, that's what amazes me at Costco is they rotate things in and out. So every time I can scroll, and I know part of it is them just rearranging everything because they do that every day.
Well, but to make you always, look for it,
right, there's always new products in there.
I know. It's so fun. What is your route? Do you have a standard route when you're doing it? Not if you're like going to get something, but if you're shopping, what's your route?
Yep. Standard route is I go in, well, I walk past the electronics because that's too tempting for me.
Yeah, I usually walk through them.
And then I really, I'll go through and I'll keep an eye. I'll peek over at the furniture and seasonal stuff they have on the left middle for me. So I'll look at that while I'm walking past, and I really go straight back to the bakery, and I start my shopping at the bakery and the fruits and vegetables.
It's so funny. I do the same, and that's kind of weird. It's that alike. But that, you know, that inner, that aisle that goes on both sides, I know this from a document. It's called the racetrack.
Okay.
And they actually... They keep the end goods rotating because everybody goes around the racetrack. So you're going to see that stuff.
And you always stop at something on the racetrack.
You do. You do. You always do. So I go back and I checked out baked goods. I'll get fruits. I think that I am, as a vegetable and a grocery guy, always impressed with their produce because they have such high turnover. Yeah. I love the fact I can get raspberries, good raspberries, all year round. For not very much money.
Yeah, I normally grab raspberries, strawberries, grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
that's
there.
All good. And then
maybe a bag of salad.
Oh, I buy. Oh, you know what you should do? It's much easier and cheaper. Is get the 5 heads of romaine lettuce, and then you just chop them as you go, and it's cheaper. It lasts longer.
That would
too.
Be cheaper, yes.
And you don't get what's the disease that always comes with salad?
Salmonella.
Or listeria. Yeah, you avoid all of that. So then, after that, I'm going to guess. You leave that cooler and you cross through the meat section.
Yes. And I don't spend a lot of time in the meat section because my wife is vegan.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of glance through the meat. I keep an eye on it a little bit, but we don't buy much in the meat section.
I hate to rewind the TMOS extra with one exclamation point, but was this a vegan ice cream you were getting for her from Ben & Jerry's? One of their non-dairy ones?
No, because she's okay with dairy.
Okay, so she's not technically vegan.
No, she is nothing that would harm an animal.
Okay, you see, and I appreciate
so
that because
she accepts a little.
Having met her, I would assume if she was vegan, she would have told me because vegans love telling you people that. I know. Julia dates one.
I was going to say, did something change?
Well, no, just in my dreams. And, okay. And she tried veganism for a while. And the doctor said, you have no iron in your blood. That's why you're tired.
Yeah. So she's got to take pills and everything to balance that, I guess.
I told her the best bet was to get back on steak and do it quickly. She's a good meat. She's a good carnivore.
She's not too much. Your hands will turn orange.
But we
go through the meat section, and then they've got the rows that we like that are all the cheeses and dips.
Love the cheeses. Oh my gosh. Yes. I love that. Do you have a go-to cheese purchase at Costco?
I do not.
Have you ever seen me this excited to do a show?
I am not a huge cheese person. I like this is generally where I pick up the chicken salad because I'm a chicken salad fan.
And it is excellent. It is good there. Do you buy any, by the way, they have a pack. I think it's 2 pounds that is Swiss, cheddar, a Colby Jack, and maybe like a...
This is the pre-sliced?
Yeah, that's great cheese.
Yes, we buy that. We can get that.
Good for you. Yes. Do you eat any prepared foods?
Yes, the chicken pot pie.
Love it.
I love that. We will get that every few weeks.
And it's maybe a family favorite. I bet your kids love it. Yeah.
Yep. So we're on maybe a once-a-month rotation on that. And the Caesar salad. The prepared
Caesar salad
is
good very
as well.
Good. Yeah, they used to do a spinach salad back in the day that was really, really good. But
they're flatbread pizzas. I keep looking at, but I haven't tried yet.
They're good. They're very good. I got the margarita. I think you will enjoy it. And then my mom is real big on buying a naan bread, which is not like non-dairy. It's N-A-A-N.
Okay.
And she buys that at Costco to make her own little pizzas.
All right. So then after that, I go back to the water section.
Okay. And I bet you buy an amazing amount of water.
No, I drink these sparkling waters. That has been my soda replacement.
How's it working?
I mean, I've been doing it for years.
Okay, but so I've seen you drink soda, so it's not...
No, I still drink soda, and I drink Red Bull.
Okay.
But I flood my system with these sparkling soda waters to try to avoid kidney stones, basically.
Well, you have your doctor's thing coming up, and you can mention that.
Yeah, I will. I will be calling them after this show.
When I go back into the beverages, and oh, by the way, my favorite prepared foods, the meatloaf and mashed potatoes is outstanding. Oh,
that's true. I like that one as well.
But I imagine that wouldn't be a big one for Kelly.
No, but it's a big one for me.
Yeah, it's really good. Second day sandwiches, very, very good.
Right. We go to Costco every week, but we make different purchases when we have the kids versus when we don't have the kids. So if the kids are coming, something like meatloaf might be an option.
Yeah. When you're back getting water, one of my the two key things I ask Carrie to get if she goes to Costco are the 30-pack of Cokes, which is a great bargain, or if we're feeling really rich, the Mexican Cokes, which are better.
Your mixed bottles.
But yeah, oh, the Fiesta Pack. That was new the last time I was there. But the Costco Organic Lemonade. Is
that's very good.
The it's best. Yes, yeah. With the green handle.
Yes.
But as a matter of fact, my go-to drink during the day, water bores me so much. I try to drink water, but I will do like a 3-quarter water, 1-quarter lemonade mix.
Okay.
And it really is.
As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Excellent. I love that
stuff. I go with either the water, but all my sparkling water is flavored, so that's how I handle that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were buying like Pellegrino or something.
No, I get like the Kirkland... like the bubbly
flavored
waters.
Flavored seltzers?
Yeah, flavored seltzers. That's what I get. I get a case of the Kirkland, and then if another brand is on sale, I'll get another brand to mix it up.
What are the flavors in the Kirkland? Is it a mixed bag of
Kirkland
flavors?
Kirkland is, lemon lime, lemon, and grapefruit.
Oh, I bet grapefruit is good.
Grapefruit is my favorite.
Yeah.
But they do that bit where they only put, where they put more of the lemon lime.
Of
the
course.
Lame one.
Yeah. And you know what? They might all be the same flavor, just with different stickers on them. Just to trick you.
No, you can tell the difference.
You can?
Or yesterday they had LaCroix on sale, a 20-pack of LaCroix for $6. So I grabbed that.
How can you not buy that?
Right.
That's so great. I love it. So then after I walk the drinks, at least in mine, I hit the frozen area.
Yes. Go ahead. We skipped past the milk and eggs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that last week my Costco out of eggs. out of
eggs. Well,
I hear
there's a bird flu or something going around.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even if you have to pay top dollar, I want me my eggs.
Right.
Now, do you, Mike always gives me grief about everything, but also about this. Do you buy milk on a regular basis? You've got
kids. I do.
Okay, yes. Do you buy whole milk?
No, I buy 2%.
I'm a whole milk guy. I love their whole milk.
I hate whole milk.
Why?
It's too thick.
Oh, that's the best part.
It's too thick. I can taste it.
Yeah. I've got a sickness for the thickness.
If I want something thick, I go with Orgain.
Also good, yeah.
Which I grab at Costco as well.
Yeah.
That's up at the front of the store, though. Yeah, we haven't gotten to that section.
We haven't.
No.
Go-to things in the frozen area after we do our milk and our eggs. When we had kids, when the kids were home, we always have to have mozzarella sticks in the house.
Every time we go, we buy a case of mozzarella sticks.
With an air fryer, it's a no-brainer. It's just great.
You know what? I'm thinking of the, not mozzarella sticks, but the string cheese.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of the guys.
You're thinking fried.
Yeah. And Remember, a comic once said, hey, would you like to eat 10 string cheeses? No, thank you. Would you like an order of fried mozzarella? Yes, which is essentially what
yes,
you're doing.
The same thing.
Yeah. Also in the frozen, I haven't been buying the ice cream a lot. They do have that vanilla ice cream that I love, but I now have a case of free Ben & Jerry's, so no need for that.
When I'm in the freezer section, I'm playing this mental game of how much can I fit in my freezer at home because they're all big boxes.
Yes.
And I don't have a garage freezer yet.
You got to get one.
I know, but I have to make room in the garage first.
Oh, it's a space issue. Okay,
it's a space. Yes, because I have my trailer in the garage.
Okay, I don't have a very good garage freezer because it's what they call a French door freezer.
Well, so, that's my main fridge.
Yeah, and so it's split all the way down the middle.
Yes.
So that's bad for boxes. So you'll see some unboxing while, you know.
Correct.
So it's safe.
Yep, I got to do the same.
Robert, when he's living at home, always Uncrustables.
Because that's my number one grab at Costco is a box of Uncrustables. That is my lunch. The kids don't even eat it. That is my lunch almost every day.
Now, I got to ask, because I like them too.
Yes.
Do you eat them frozen?
Sometimes.
I love the texture of frozen peanut butter.
Now, have you done this?
What?
Air fryer.
No.
It's pretty good.
Really?
It's pretty good, yes.
I will tell you this, and this is absolutely true and funny to me, but I was really pissed at the time. There was a break-in at Podville. Back when it was Podville Podcast Village, and they had, of course, cameras on it. And I watched the video, watched the guy pick up and take my MacBook, but also watched him go to the fridge and eat my Uncrustable while he was robbing the studio.
That is great.
And it's not great. Now I'm thinking about it, how mad it made me.
Right. And you were more upset at the Uncrustable than the MacBook.
Well, I can understand stealing a MacBook, but yes, that Uncrustable, that was my lunch, dude.
That's like rubbing it in your face.
It is absolutely bad like that. All right. So that, let me think any other key frozen stuff. If you go to the end of the frozen stuff, is there bread?
The bread, they've now moved the bread where the bread is now right before the frozen stuff for me.
Okay. Do you bread up there?
We'll get a box of Hawaiian rolls and some sandwich bread.
I get the Pepperidge Farm white home style.
We get the Nature's Best.
I think we
go with wheat.
Yeah.
I like wheat.
I do too, but if you're going to do a grilled, Carrie has got a thing for grilled cheese sandwiches. That's her jam. And that's the best bread. The white stuff is the best butt for that.
What? They should combine. Uncrustables should come out with a grilled cheese where I take it out of the freezer and put it straight in my toaster.
Yes.
And it's a grilled cheese.
You know what? Write them a letter and write the construction company a letter.
It's like a mix of a Hot Pocket.
And then I guess you're not a coffee guy. Is Kelly a coffee person?
We do not buy coffee because she uses like the Nespresso pods.
So we use, we have a Keurig. So Carrie buys Pike Place. So we buy a case of the pods. And here's the problem there. That also comes in a big box.
Yes.
And I've got a rack in my kitchen just for the pods.
But can't fit the whole box in.
No. And then where am I going to put the box?
Yeah. I have a spot in my kitchen cabinet for the extra pods.
I put them in a big Ziploc bag and throw them in the top of a cabinet so I can reach them, but they're not in the way. There's you always need more space for stuff like that. So cereal is probably my next go-to as we move up the aisles on that side.
Yep, cereal. Yep. We what grab Cheerios or occasionally Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Always Cinnamon Toast Crunch for me. Always. And as my physique shows.
And I think it's every 6 months or so, I got to grab the 2-pack of peanut butter.
Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're due for peanut butter too. Have you tried the Kirkland strawberry preserves?
I have not.
They are top notch.
I am not a strawberry jelly guy. I'm a grape jelly guy.
Well, that explains the Uncrustables.
Yes. Yes, it does.
But you, given a really nice white bread peanut butter and jelly sandwich with strawberry, you just don't do it?
I do not.
Oh,
I can't think of any time I've had that.
Well, I think you should try it, but it's an awful big investment to buy 2 jars of strawberry jelly or jam.
Well, that's always my problem at Costco is they always have something new that I want to try, and it's do I want to risk it on that giant bag?
I usually do.
Because
their stuff is so well tested.
Yes.
Now, we miss something that my mom does, and oftentimes I will go with my mom because she invariably needs some help with like a case of water or something. And we go in and she'll load up on wine.
Okay. I stick with naked wines. So I have not grabbed the Costco wine.
Well, this is I'm going back before we had naked wines. But she will get a big clinking cart full of wine.
Everyone always has full carts of wine.
And I'm wine drinkers are serious, aren't they?
Yeah. And I'm always shocked I don't see like more broken bottles.
Because
it's always clinking.
I have, and I'm not proud of this, broken a bottle of Dom Perignon at Costco.
At Costco.
It's a 100, and I believe the time it was a $125 bottle of champagne.
We try not to take the kids to Costco with us. Well, but that's my number one fear for them pushing the cart.
But I'm not a kid.
I know. But my fear is always they're going to run the cart into the stack of wine bottles.
I just carelessly, it rolled out. I had it where you put kids, the seat that you push forward on the cart. It was up there and it fell out and it broke. And I will tell you this, if you break an expensive bottle of champagne, beautiful. It makes a mess so fast because of the carbonation.
And how fast did you get out of there?
Did you own it? I did. And I was prepared to pay for it because, it was careless.
No, they got insurance.
Well, the guy came over and he said, we'll get this cleaned up. Don't worry about it. I said, do I pay for it? He says, no. And I remember this because I still see this guy at my Costco. He says, no, but next time try to break something cheaper.
I can't wait for you to break something else and call the guy over.
He'll remember. Now, even when I drank, I didn't buy a lot of alcoholic beverages there because I'm not really a wine guy.
I'll get a case of High Noons over there.
Okay. The beer, they are weird on what they choose to sell for beer. I mean, I would have loved back in the day if they just stocked Budweiser, but it's Bud Light.
Yes.
And there's Miller Lite. Corona is a pretty good go-to.
Well, it's a lot of light beers, I guess, because those are the people that drink an entire case.
I suppose. I what about me? But I'm not of that issue anymore. Now, what about like baking supplies? Because as you move up, there's like the baking aisle. And
We'll grab some spaghetti and spaghetti sauce in that aisle.
I love the pasta variety pack. The big Barilla pack where you get all the kinds of pasta in it. And they had a sauce, a Tuscany-style sauce last year that they sold out of, limited run, that was exceptional. They have Prego. That's a go-to for us. Normally Prego.
Whatever sauce you're talking about might be the one we used because I remember my wife said we couldn't find the sauce.
But wasn't it great?
It was great.
Yeah.
It is.
Costco in days of fruitcaking was a real, real stop because we're talking 15 dozen eggs and we're talking 100 pounds of flour. But now that I'm not fruitcaking anymore, I will buy sugar there and I will buy brown sugar there and nuts if I need nuts.
Okay. Yeah. I am always impressed when I see the people who are clearly buying for their business.
Oh, yeah.
they own some type of food store because they're buying 20 dozen eggs. And
I love, you know what? I love to see people that are next level Costco people that use the six wheeler and not the grocery cart.
Correct. Yes. The flatbed.
I love it. I love it. And then I'm trying to think another trash bags. Always buy trash bags.
Right.
There.
That's in the back by the water. Next section for me is chips and snacks. And that's where it's fun to find new products.
They, for a while last year, had a mixture, and it's based on a company that's a Chicago company. I can't think of it now. But they mix cheese popcorn and caramel popcorn.
Yes.
And it might as well be heroin. It is so good. But then they'll lean on potato chips and stuff. I will buy chips there if we need them. Their tortilla chips are good. That's what
right.
that. I then, never have found a salsa that I like at Costco.
We've gotten good dips. I've gotten a great pickle ranch dip thing there.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Yes, exactly. And then I hit up the medicines aisle.
Oh, yeah.
And I grab a case of Orgain, but really the medicines, you buy one thing of like the Claritin there, it's going to last me like a year.
I know. I'm still working on a bottle of Tylenol, I think, from the Clinton administration.
Right.
It goes way back. So that brings us sort of up front.
Yeah.
I also wonder.
There is the snacks and peanuts.
I forgot about it right there in the middle.
Candy and peanuts. So I always grab stuff out of there.
I would like to tell Costco I'm very disappointed that their cashews no longer come in a jar. I don't want cashews in a bag.
Yes.
Yeah, don't want a bag. Want a jar.
Right.
But,
I buy in that section. I get some fruit bars that I like, and then they've got a nice bag of giant peanuts.
Like how big? Like about 10 inches each?
I don't know. That's what it says. It's like giant honey roasted peanuts, and they are bigger. I don't know why, but
they are
bigger.
Two to a package.
Right.
These things are huge. And then I will usually grab like a granola or protein bars or something because that's what Robert subsists on.
Yep, we grab that for the kids' snacks.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel about they've modernized as we near the exit of this interview and the Costco. Now you pay for your stuff virtually for the snack bar and not when you go up. You order on a keypad or kiosk.
Yeah. Yes.
Does that bother you?
No.
It bothers
No,
me.
I didn't. But also, I was not a member of Costco before having this thing.
Okay, yeah. So you've not seen that. You've not seen the Onion Crank.
No, the Onion Crank was never installed in my Costco.
See, you're just a child.
It is impossible for me to go to Costco and not buy something at the snack bar.
It is really good and so cheap. What I used to love in days of old, hold on a second. Pardon me, is that you could pay for your snacks while you're in the line and then just show your receipt. Like, I'll have a hot dog and a Coke and they just give it to you.
Right.
That was efficiency.
I do like that.
Have you tried the warm chocolate chip cookie?
I did. I accidentally ordered it last week.
It's so good.
It was very good. It was very filling.
My mom.
That's the problem. It was too big.
It was. My mom was with her sister at Costco a couple weeks ago, and my aunt ordered the cookie, and a lady came up to her. They're sitting at the picnic area, I guess. And she says, "Is the cookie good?" And my Aunt Lina broke her off a piece and said, "It's great. Here, try." And my mom said, "Don't
your sample,
do that.
Lady."
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it always asks you at the end, "Do you want the cookie to upsell?"
Oh, I didn't know.
And I
always
hit no. And I guess I wasn't paying attention last week and I hit yes.
I think deep down you wanted that cookie.
I guess so.
Now, I'm very excited, and this all came up because I'm excited that they're bringing Coke products back.
Yes. Me too, because we're both pro-Coke. Yeah. I've walked out of restaurants for Pepsi.
I will be watching a football game with Carrie and see, like, a Pepsi ad in the end zone, and I'll say, like, Pepsi property. And she'll go, nah. You know, it's discouraging. It's no good. VCU, where I went to school and Julia went to school, is a Pepsi college. There's no Coke on campus.
Right. It's the problem with Taco Bell.
That is the only problem with Taco Bell. You're right. We're so unhappy with what we have. Do you ever buy the Kirkland water for a quarter in the machine?
I have not. I've looked at it. I have not purchased it.
I do it because it does a neat thing where it like goes up and moves over. It's very mechanical. It's worth a quarter, right there.
It is more like a game than a than
I want a bottle of water again.
No, I always settle with the they renamed it. What's it? Starry.
Starry is you know what? That might be Pepsi's best product settlement. Right now. I think that's Pepsi's best product right now. They did a launch about a year and a half ago, and I think it's pretty good. But it's going to be gone. Now, when you're leaving, are there people that want you to buy air conditioners?
Yes. And I always tell them.
I never do.
Oh, I always say I'm renting.
Oh, that's a good way to do
because
it.
Because it's a lie, but.
Well, it gets them off your back.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to the Costco eyeglasses? Or hearing aids or tire
store. Look at these.
Store.
These are Costco glasses right
okay.
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You almost can't afford not to get your glasses there. Of course, I get my eyes checked by a doctor. And then because I'm not so sure I want any medical processes done at
Costco. Well, that's my problem. They've got an eye doctor in Costco. But I don't know about that.
I'm not so sure. I bring the prescription in, and I found them to be very helpful. I think they're really good. Now, have you ever seen, and I never have you ever seen anyone as you exit grinding their own coffee? Because there's a coffee grinder as you exit.
I've never seen them in use. Yes, I've never seen them in use. You're right.
Well, that's good that you have two, so there's really no line.
No, wait. It's right next to the tire center.
Yep, exactly. And then as you leave, do you have, this is very petty of me, do you have any people that check your receipt that you avoid? Because we usually have two receipt checkers.
No, I do the little eyeball check about which one's faster and
go that way. Yeah.
But there's not a person I know to avoid.
Do you ever get a smiley face on your receipt?
No, I get the line through the receipt.
I think that because it's a newer Costco, maybe they're going to earn that. But I always feel like I've accomplished something when they give me the smiley face.
Do you have a photo of yourself on your Costco card?
I do.
I do not.
Why?
I don't. Because they tell me to keep going to customer service, and I don't want to go to customer service.
Hold on 1 second. So I'll show you said photo.
When I have to go in and show my Costco card, they always ask for my driver's license as well.
Well, that's nice.
So
but you really should get your photo on it. Here it is, right on the top. It's just too tight because I jammed it in there. Hold on.
No, and even,
I should have come to rehearsal.
Even
here is and by the way, I should have mentioned this. Executive member.
Oh, so I'm an executive member as well. So we get a nice check in February.
Yeah, exactly.
To cover the fee.
Isn't that guy happy? Right. You know what? Let me go ahead and cover up that barcode. See, there's a happy guy right there in the glare.
Well,
there's my picture. That's about 80 pounds ago.
That's great. See, here's my app. And what's great is a nice warning at the top saying visit the customer service to get your picture taken.
I think you should go to customer service with your own picture, like an 8x10 glossy, and say, can you use this? Yeah. And then to the if you have more than, say, three items, and why are you laughing?
Because I just looked at the time, and I remember this will be a 20-minute Costco episode.
We gotta wind it up,
and it's turning into a full episode.
When they when they're checking you out, and the lady the gentleman who's assisting you says, "Do you want a box?" Don't ask that. Just give me a box. I want a box to put my things.
They ask you.
Yes.
We have a big bin, and you can just take the boxes as you're walking out.
Oh, well, you see, in ours, if you say yes, they'll actually pack it in a box for you in the cart.
Oh, okay. That's nice. No, I just take a cart, take a
always,
box, and head to
always
the
give me a box. And then on to another adventure. And I think this has been a good Costco episode.
Do you have a gas station?
Yes. And I will use it occasionally if time is not of the essence.
Right. That's the problem with the gas station is it's always got long lines.
Mm-hmm, it does. This is a lazy guy to some, but I think it's actually quite smart of me. They finally built a gas station on the right side when I come home from anywhere. So I tend to use that.
I dream of that.
It's so nice to have it on the right side. Yes. Oh, it's the worst. The last thing you need to do is deal with all that. So, Josh, we are truly the same person.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's what we've decided.
I think it was good that Mike avoided this episode.
And you know what? Let's
as
not
much as
let
he
him
loves
listen.
Costco.
Oh, he'd hate it. He'd hate it. Gas station on the right side.
But
you're
I think
so
this
busy.
Is also a good example of what we get to do with TMOS Extra.
I love it, and we'll be another one real soon. Hope you all enjoyed it, and thank you all for subscribing to the bonus show, because if you don't, you don't get this bonus content. So thank you for doing that. That not only is, you know, don't think of the bonus show as paying for one extra show. Think of the bonus show as the way, or the bonus subscription as the way you support the show operating day to day. And we really do appreciate it. So that's awesome. Well, thank you, Josh.
Sounds good.
We will talk to you guys later. Remember, this is TMOS Extra with one exclamation point, and now our produced closing.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.